It's called phenylephrine, and it is the decongestant of choice. Now, you don't know it by that name. You may know it as any one of the Tylenols or other decongestants that are sold over the counter. Well, yesterday, an FDA group said the key ingredient, that phenylephrine, and it really doesn't work when you take it orally. It works in a nasal spray, but when you take it orally, it breaks down in the gut, and it doesn't do you any more good than a placebo. So where does that leave us? What alternatives do we have, and how did we get here? Dr. Poolin Patel is Division Chief of Allergy and Immunology at DMC here on Valley Sinai Hospital. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So how did we get here in terms of, I mean, the FDA told us years ago it was safe and effective. Where did the lack of confidence or the breakdown in its effectiveness come about?
So what had happened initially, the story for phenylephrine is it's been available for over 75 years in the market. Obviously, we did not have thorough research. We didn't have the strict research guidelines that we do now. So they did do research on this medication in the 1960s and 70s. But those studies have now been shown that they had a lot of flaws. They did not have sample sizes that met the statistical significant studies. And also what happened was the statistical methods they used in the 60s and 70s are no longer being used now. So if you look at those studies, they're not effective. The medication is definitely not effective compared to placebo, as you just mentioned. In the 60s and 70s, all these different types of medications, different research we had, different types of stuff were grandfathered in by the FDA in 1972. So there was no further research done until the last few years. They started looking at, the FDA started looking at more thorough and strict research guidelines. And then, as you said yesterday, the FDA found this medication not to be any more effective for nasal congestion than placebo pills. That's the phenylephrine, I'm sorry about that, the phenylephrine component. However, we do have other oral decongestants, though.
Dr. Patel, I mean, was there any time where people who were taking these medications said, listen, I'm taking this medicine and it's not working? Any complaints from just the general public out there saying this stuff is not working?
I will tell you that in the 17 years of practice, I've had a lot of patients who've always come into the office in my allergy and immunology world with the common cold or allergy symptoms telling me that their cold cough medications are not working. I try and get the formulations of what they're taking. Eventually, there are some patients who do show me what medications they're taking. And when I did see phenylephrine there, they were not even taking the effective doses, number one. They were not taking what was recommended. But even then, the patients who were taking it, there were lots of patients who were complaining that they were still not effective. And that's why they were calling us and coming in to see us at that point. And we had to change and adjust their therapies at that point. So unfortunately, yes, over the years, we have seen patients complain with the ineffectiveness of the medication and found in different formulations. Hundreds of formulations of over-the-counter cold and cough and allergy medications contain phenylephrine.
Doctor, these over-the-counter medications basically medicate the whole body with only a tiny portion of it going to the nasal passages. So you would think, okay, why can't you just up the dosage? But there's a problem with that.
Correct. So the issue is, you very good point. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Normally, that's what we love to do is go up, up, up on stuff, and we always want to try and do that. But the cause of the problem with this is where oral decongestants, they have a lot of different side effects. What they do, so congestion, basically, what is congestion? Here, we're getting basically a lot of stuffiness, congestion in the nose area is what we're talking about, where our blood vessels are basically narrowing and causing more swollen tissue, edema. So what we want to do is try and actually go up on medications that will actually narrow that area. So if we're talking about just nasal passages, it's great that we can use basically decongestants for that part of it. But however, these medications which are oral go to the rest of the body, and they will affect all the vessels in the different parts of the body. So blood pressure, high blood pressure patients, other cardiac issue patients, people with prostate issues, people with glaucoma, eye issues. There are different parts of the blood vessels that go everywhere. And when you take oral medications, they will affect all those blood vessels and you will have side effects. And so that's why it's not recommended to take all these oral medications and then go up, up, up on the doses because it will affect the rest of the body.
So, doctor, for those of us that have been using these over-the-counter meds, the Sudafed PE, Vicks NyQuil, Sinex Nighttime, Sinus Relief, Benadryl Allergy Plus Congestion, if they don't work, what do we do now?
All right, so there's a few different components, and I wish I could tell you that there's one step fits all. So please, it's going to be an adjusted therapy for every patient, different stories for every patient. So please do, number one, have patients see their primary care physicians or their specialists. But what the different types of medications that are available. So there's still oral decongestants out there. Medications with pseudoephedrine is available, and that's behind the counter. That was moved behind the counter in 2006, but that is still effective. So that oral decongestant is still effective, but it will have the same side effects as I just mentioned prior. Then there's nasal decongestants, which have their own side effects. So these ones, as you had mentioned before, these ones will just go to the nasal area, and they will not go systemically as much as the oral decongestants, but they have their own other side effects. Then there's nasal, we have a couple different types of other nasal medications. So there's nasal corticosteroids, such as Flonase, Nasonex, right. Nasacort. All of these are available over the counter. We have nasal antihistamines. There's one called Astepro that became available over the counter, will help with congestion. And then we have other types of allergy medications. But again, there's multiple different types of routes. Everyone's going to be a bit different. The simple kind of thing that back in the day our grandmothers used to say about the sinus washes, sinus rinses, those neti pots, the nasal right. lavages, those kind of things even are available. It all depends on each patient, though.
We will consult with our medical professionals and our pharmacists. Dr. Patel, thank you for your time.